From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The UN Security Council unanimously approved tough new sanctions on North Korea Friday in response to the latest launch of a ballistic missile that Pyongyang says is capable of reaching anywhere on the U.S. mainland. The new measures include sharply cutting limits on North Korea's imports of refined oil, forcing all North Koreans working overseas to return home within 12 months, and cracking down on shipping to and from the country. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley addressed those new sanctions.
Today, for the 10th time, this council stands united against a North Korean regime that rejects the pursuit of peace. The Kim regime continues to defy the resolutions of this council, the norms of civilized behavior, and the patience of the international community.
The resolution does not include additional sanctions sought by the Trump administration, such as prohibiting an oil imports and freezing the international assets of North Korea's government and its leader. Afghan officials say a suicide bombing early Friday killed at least six policemen and wounded 10 others, including an area commander in southern Kandahar province. Local police sources say that the casualty toll was actually higher than the officially released figures. Convictions in the U.S. of two of three former FIFA soccer officials. A federal jury in New York deliberated for a week before Friday's verdict and will continue deliberations next week for the third. The jurors convicted Jose Maria Marin, former head of Brazil's Soccer Confederation, and Juan Angel Naput, the former head of the Paraguayan soccer, of racketeering conspiracy, the top charge against the men. Marin was convicted on six of seven counts and Naput on three out of five. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is touting a $1.5 trillion tax bill he just signed as the biggest tax cuts in the reform in our country. And this is happening by Christmas. This is despite criticism from Democrats that it benefits the wealthy. Mr. Trump added that although they did not support this, he believes it will lead to compromises.
I really do believe, and I said on social media today, I really do believe we're going to have a lot of bipartisan work done. And maybe we start with infrastructure.
And the president said by signing this, he keeps a promise to the American people to have it signed before Christmas. It appears that a vote Thursday called by Spain to try to end political crisis in Catalonia has backfired. Reuters' Lucy Fielder explains.
A victory for Catalan separatists, a bloody nose for Madrid. Secessionist parties won a slim majority late Thursday in an election Madrid called to try to end a political crisis, but that is instead likely to prolong it. For a start, Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont looks set to return to power, but he's in self-imposed exile and risks arrest if he sets foot in Spain.
The prisoners must leave the prison right away, and the legitimate government must return right away to the Generalitat Palace, which is our home, where our citizens want us to be.
As regional president, Puigdemont called an October referendum that the separatists won. He then declared independence. That prompted a fierce crackdown by Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy.
South Sudan's government and rebel groups have signed a new ceasefire agreement during a high-level forum to revitalize a 2015 peace deal.
A ceasefire is scheduled to go into effect on Christmas Eve in conflict-ridden South Sudan after the country's government and rebel groups, as well as other signatories, signed a cessation of hostilities agreement in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, late Thursday. U.S. Institute of Peace visiting researcher Ali Virgi says there have been several ceasefire agreements since early 2014. However, he argues that they generally suffer from three main challenges: commitment, verification, and the ability to de-escalate conflict.
The most important of those problems is political commitment.
Tens of thousands of people have been killed in South Sudan, and more than 2 million people have fled the country since conflict broke out in December 2013. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The UN Refugee Agency reports that thousands of people are fleeing from a fresh wave of intercommunal violence this week in the Democratic Republic of Congo's Ituri region. The UN Refugee Agency reports that more than 2,650 refugees, mostly women and children, have fled to Uganda. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.